839 at WEOL. I was just amazed at all the people. I turned around, Craig. I've been facing you for most of this morning, not realizing all of the people have started already coming in for the event this morning. It is celebrating October as Manufacturing Month. The Lorain County Growth Partnership is presenting this meeting, and it's here at Parker Hannifin. And one of the businesses, longstanding businesses here in the city of Elyria.
So it's only appropriate we have the Safety Service Director, Mary Sawerka, stop by. Mary, what brings you in today?
Good morning. It's my pleasure to represent Mayor Brenda this morning at this event, and we welcome everyone here to the Parker facility. It is an amazing facility, and I think once they go on the tour, they'll be amazed as well as the operation that goes on here, as well as the Parker facility that on Taylor Street here in Elyria. So we are lucky to have two in the city of Elyria.
And you have a proclamation here today from the mayor's office. Perhaps you could highlight a point or two?
I do, and I'm happy to give a couple of quick pieces of information about the history of Parker. And it was founded in 1918 by Arthur L. Parker, who was an engineer who had saved his World War I earnings to create the Parker Appliance Company. And he designed a new pneumatic braking system. They received acclaim and attention in 1927 due to an endorsement from someone very famous, Charles Lindbergh, who had specified the use of Parker fittings on his Spirit of St. Louis. Also, Parker is known for its hiring of 5,000 women during World War II to produce fluid connectors and valves for the Allied forces, more than any other manufacturer during that time. So they remain a leader worldwide in aerospace engineering with state-of-the-art products ranging from pneumatic brakes and fuel cells that travel through space, working with NASA and the Apollo 13. They were part of that, working with that, and they've done many, many other things. So we're very proud to have them here in Lorain County.
You know, it's another example of a business people maybe take for granted. You drive by it, you see the building, maybe you know somebody who works there, but you don't necessarily know the history and the impressive facts about it.
Absolutely, Craig. I completely agree, and I know that on several tours and in other manufacturing plants, and I'm sure today we're going to see things that, wow, we didn't know that that was made right here in Elyria, Ohio.
Right. Well, speaking of being made in Elyria, Ohio, or even Lorain County, it shows the importance of manufacturing. And sometimes people think manufacturing is maybe a sort of a dying industry just because they think of certain, you know, things with steel or other things like that. But manufacturing, it seems to be going into sort of like a niche area a lot of times. And it's just amazing, I guess, when you see the tour today, the things that are made here and how they go everywhere around the world, and it becomes a part of that.
Absolutely, and I think that it also points out the need for the cooperation and collaboration that goes on right now with Lorain County Community College and various manufacturers in the city of Elyria, because that high technology is what is on the cutting edge of these various manufacturers.
Right. And the college is represented here today.
We do see them. We do see them here as well. In fact, they gave us the calendar of events. They're involved with a lot of different things. And of course, you can talk about manufacturing, but also STEM, a lot of those parts to it. We talked with the engineer here at Parker Hannifin. He gave a little bit of his career, and it's started at a point where he just did some of the drafting, those mechanical drawings, did a little tinkering, and he realized that there's a career behind some of that passion that people have. So we've got lots more coming up this morning as we broadcast live from Parker Hannifin. It is Manufacturing Month. This is the kickoff event. You can hear in the background a lot of the folks from the community put on this event, Lorain County Growth Partnership. They'll be able to take a look at the facility and also kind of maybe share stories with each other about how their businesses are going or how they can interact with different businesses to continue with the manufacturing here in Lorain County. More coming up on WEOL.